David Whitney is sitting in the spot where he was assaulted yesterday. It's a patch of grass near the Union Street Dam in Traverse City. His nose is broken, his left eye is swollen and blue, and his face has 27 stitches. Some are inside his mouth. He says he was attacked while he was asleep.
They kicked me in the head, kicked me awake, and then they dragged me way down there by that rail, and three of them were kicking stuffing out of me.
Whitney says he's been sleeping in this spot for about a month. A few weeks ago, he woke up after a group of kids threw rocks at him. Then on Tuesday, someone threw rocks and shot off fireworks. But Whitney says the violence yesterday surprised him.
We have a friend, Rashad, who's laying up in the hospital right now, got his eye kicked right out of the socket by these guys. They came back in here three times to continue to be violent.
You hurt my brother here, man. They hurt my brother.
Whitney's friend, James Connolly, has a mark on his face where he says he was hit with a bottle rocket. Connolly keeps apologizing to me for swearing.
Dude, I'm so fed up with it. And for me to have to help my brother right here with what I seen last night, don't even bring that bull to me anymore, man.
Connolly says he's done sleeping here. He says some people from Central United Methodist Church have offered to help him move into a mobile home, and that's where he plans to live.
But yeah, we're not going to play here lay here and be jerked around like this, man. It's done, man. It's done.
But not everyone is giving up this spot by the Boardman River. Roger Dale McQuain was planning on staying again the night after the attack. He says he fought off attackers once, and he'll do it again.
We don't choose to be here. We have no choice. You know, because we ain't poor. We're poor people, man. We can't afford $1,000 a month of rent, man. You know what I'm saying?
Advocates for homeless people say attacks like this are more common in Traverse City than most people realize. David Whitney thinks people living on the streets are reluctant to speak up.
A lot of us won't report stuff because we might have a warrant because we didn't have enough money to pay our fines or something like that, so we don't call the police, you know. We let people just do what they want to us.
Whitney hopes the attention to the issue this week will help more people come forward. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.